Scorpions Avenue. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Squad Bro Country, the virus edition, a.k.a. the Pandy Pots.
A.k.a. two nice guys, a lot of whys.
A lot of whys and no surprise, a lot of, I wish I had more. Okay, here's one.
AKA, no side of fries?
A.k.a. hashtag Huddletron, coming with the hits of tomorrow today. Happy birthday, Randy and Jay. Hope you guys have a great one, and thank you for the years of laughs. That's Jay Pablo.
Oh, Jay Pablo.
Jay Pablo, to me, feels like he was mixing up beats.
A.k.a. Jay Pablo.
A.k.a. Jay Pablo.
We're barreling forward towards inauguration. We are post-insurrection.
As we record this, post-insurrection, barreling towards inauguration, and bad stuff is probably going to happen. For the people, or there was one person...
One guy was mad that we weren't addressing the insurrection day of, and part of that just, I think, we apologize, first of all. Part of that is because, unfortunately, because of our how much energy and effort it takes to make these, we have to do them out in advance, which is, I know, odd for a daily show. But again, we try to keep the stories we do a little evergreen. And then also we're gearing up to start writing our show, our Dumb People Town animated
show.
So we were
left with a choice. Do we just stop doing the daily podcast altogether? Because that was a legitimate choice.
It's an option.
Or do we try and do the best we can with the pandemic, with childcare? Jay doesn't have it on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. What's the best way that we can record these shows and get the content out on
So we got it. We're doing it. We're doing the best we can. Insurrection was absurd. We address it in our stories that come forward since we started recording again. And then, for all we know, as we're recording this, the inauguration has already happened. So there could have been a whole wave of violence there that we're not even dealing with.
So if that's the case, then we'll deal with it when and after that. But for right now, we just have to deal with
this. We'll deal with the old wave of violence.
And also, there's a certain thing about this show that, yes, we want to attack everything that's going on head on, but we also want to give you a chance to breathe. We know you're going to be knee deep in any of the stuff that's going on. Let this be a chance to recharge your batteries, and we'll get into this.
Well, okay, so today's story does sort of deal with the fallout of the insurrection.
Sure.
And I think it deals with something that it's sort of a social moray or a social thing that we've all just sort of accepted because
right.
of time. And
without examining it.
Right.
You should always examine everything. Just check in and see if this still works.
When we see a person in uniform, I think we are trained to believe that they're upholding a higher standard. Or
sure.
maybe that's just a white thing. I'm willing to acknowledge that
sure.
might be white privilege, because I think sure. that there are definitely people out there who are like, oh, if I see a cop, their initial thought is bad
person. Or, but like, that includes people in military fatigue.
Right. I mean, you see someone from, you fought for this country, and we always support the troops, and there's something in our DNA as Americans to say, hey, you know, women, the I love, or and some men, I love a guy in uniform. Like, that phrase is bandied about.
It's why Fleet Week is such a beautiful disaster.
Right. Well, you think of Fleet Week, mm-hmm. and your first thought is that picture from the 1940s. I guess it was after World War II.
When the sailor is like kissing the woman in Times Square.
Right. Is he dipping her and kissing her or something like that? And we're like, the sailor's in debt.
Didn't see what happened right beforehand.
Yeah, we don't know if she was like, hey
please don't. I'm married.
This is not cool.
We don't know.
I'm 15. Like, we don't know that.
And it's like, America.
Right? So we're like, subliminally.
But that's a good place to start, right?
Yeah, because subliminally, we're like, oh, that's okay because he's in uniform.
Right.
And often, and I'm for decades, and when I say we, I mean white people, we have sort of had the assumption that that cops are good. I mean, that's what a lot of white people are taught.
Clearly a white thought. That's right.
And we know with much evidence, many of them are good.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them are very,
bad.
Very, very bad. Mm-hmm. And even I'll say this, like, extends to MTA workers in New York City.
Because we lived in New York, and those guys have hats.
They have the kind of like a cop hat.
Or a conductor hat.
Right? So they're working the trains,
mm-hmm.
and so they're the Mass Transit Authority. Mm-hmm. You want to assume that there are people who adhere to a higher standard because they're running the train you're on. Your life is in their hands on some level, and you're like, I hope you guys are people who have good judgment. We want that to be true so badly that I think we just assume it's true.
It's the same thing that, like, when an audience goes to see a professional comedian on stage, They're hoping that they know what they're doing.
Right.
They're hoping that...
Look, and they want you to succeed on some level. No one's out there trying to get you to suck.
Right.
Well, so we assume that the MTA people are good, even though they sound miserable when they're in the last video. Yeah. Mineola. Yeah.
Next up, Mineola.
I'll be slashing my wrists in a moment. All right. So we just want them to do their jobs well. We want them to get us there safely. We almost forget that they're regular people with flaws and desires. Some are good and some are assholes. Some are nefarious.
Right.
They're just, for us, it's just...
disembodied voices.
Right. The disembodied. Are people we see with a uniform that we never interact with. They're nameless, faceless worker drones who just keep the trains running on time.
Like Nazis.
Well...
maybe not. That's
not like a great
effort.
Well, in this guy's case, so the guy who's in the story, maybe closer to a Nazi than we thought.
Don't say no so fast.
Let's dig into this story. Okay, the fallout from the armed insurrection, it's only starting to materialize and taking shape. It is super fun to watch people get like dragged from places. Although I heard some of the airport draggings were from long ago.
The fact that they are indicting themselves by posting stuff online and the crazy parlor dump from people as they're dumping videos of people, it's like you guys are giving all, you put all the evidence up online.
Right. And so I think part of the thing, in addition to the insurrection being like unthinkable and unimaginable,
awful,
part of the anger that is now coming out afterwards is that you see cops like letting, like waving people through to come through barricades. You see people being escorted out of the building,
taking selfies.
No, like
put that person in a goddamn headlock.
You've heard it over and over again. If these were Black Lives Matter,
they would have all been shot in the
backs of their heads while they were being escorted
out.
That's
right.
There are times when I watch the footage of the cop getting crushed by the mob pushing forward, and I was like, why aren't they open firing on these people?
Yeah,
like, you absolutely
killing
could.
The cop.
This guy's getting killed. You absolutely would be justified if you just started spraying bullets for that place. And like, you take a couple people out.
Yeah.
You've been telling them not to do that. They know they're not supposed to be doing this. They're going against the law and they're endangering a cop's life.
Again,
you can shoot.
The way certain Black people are shot in this country by cops without warning is like...
Right?
And so now they gave a lot of warning to these people.
Yeah. So now we're suddenly prudent with our force.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. So when traitors and felons were allowed to leave the capital that they had stormed.
Right.
A lot of Americans, not just people of color, good Americans, people of color, people,
Democrats, Republicans, a lot of them
people
were outraged.
Who care about this country. Like, and to say, I know there's an assumption that like, oh, well, this country has been bad to people of color, so they hate this country. Actually, not true.
No.
That is not true.
Mm-hmm.
People of color are the best Americans in so many ways because this country has not been good to them, and they still love it.
Yeah. They're like, we can change our course with a vote, and they come out and vote. It's like,
wait,
that's how
it works.
You just
saved the election, or in many ways, you believed in something that in so many ways and so often has not returned that favor to you.
That's right.
So
it's undying faith.
Good Americans, even on Democrats and Republicans, were outraged by this.
Yeah.
They want justice. I think that's a basic tenet of our society.
It needs to stay in order for our society to
I mean,
stay.
In a weird way, you could argue this is why this happened in the first place.
Right.
Like, these people were fed a bunch of lies.
Yep.
They believed that they were in an unjust situation and they had no other choice but to do this.
Right.
They're so dumb that they bought it.
Even in the face of evidence to the contrary.
They believed the lie and they were like, we just want justice. We just got to have justice. Same with the rest of us who watch these animals like take the Capitol and try to, an armed insurrection.
It's terrible.
We want justice. Well, thankfully, they were so dumb, as Randy mentioned.
Stormed the Capitol, took selfies, posted it online.
They made it possible for themselves to be tracked down. Because here's the deal, dummies. You don't live in a vacuum, okay?
You got coworkers that don't like you.
You got people who don't agree with your racist rants in the break room.
You've got ex-wives that you hit that are ready to come back.
They're just waiting for you to screw up to bring the hammer down.
Well, do something.
Now is that time.
Yeah.
And it's like that scene in The Godfather when everyone gets theirs. You know what I'm saying?
It's reckoning time.
It's reckoning.
And Michael Corleone is sitting on a cold porch,
screened-in
porch in Lake Tahoe, and people are getting their asses taken out.
And he's just enjoying it, sitting back. Doesn't even have to know. He's like, let me know when it's all done.
It's reckoning time for everyone, including Will Pepe.
Will Pepe!
Hey, Will Pepe.
The Metro North worker who called out sick.
Yeah, sick in the fucking head.
To attend the pro-Trump riot at the U.S. Capitol last week. He's been taken into custody by federal law enforcement officials, according to the New York Post. Will Pepe.
Will Pepe.
Will Pepe. 31 years old. of Beacon was cuffed Tuesday afternoon and is set to appear in federal court.
I love it.
White Plains on Wednesday in charges of out of Washington, D.C., a spokesperson for the Southern District.
Yeah, and by the way, Southern District of New York ain't messing around.
No, they're so going after people.
If you're, you know, I can understand if you get sort of reined in Alabama, you might be able to. No, Southern District of New York is going after you.
They're going after fools, all right? So if you don't know who Will Pepe is.
And I don't know who Will Pepe is.
He is the dummy who wore a leather jacket from the 1990s,
yes.
A goatee from a Smash Mouth concert,
uh-huh.
And a Caesar haircut.
Okay.
If 1997 was a person.
Yes.
It would be Will Pepe.
Yes. It would be something that we are, it happened, yet we're ashamed of it.
Correct. The specific charges were not immediately clear. How about storming the Capitol and threatening lives?
Yeah. How about trespassing and damaging property?
Yeah.
Federal property.
The punishments here, I'm sorry, they need to be extreme.
I agree.
The 7-year veteran of the MTA commuter rail was identified by colleagues and supervisors last week after the FBI began circulating his photo along with others accused of attending the riot.
Oh, this asshole? Yeah.
I love that they're calling this guy a veteran. Like, working for New York Mass Transit is like going to war.
I don't know. If you've ever been on New York Mass Transit, it's a bit of a DMZ.
It is. It is. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back and tell you what they did to this guy.
I can't wait.
The fallout for this dipshit.
Yep.
Stay with us. This is Sklabro Country, the Virus Edition. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, gang, welcome back to the show. Wanted to let you know and remind you that on February 27th, live Dumb People Town Nowhere Comedy Club, February 27th, Saturday night.
Yep.
Jack Black, JB, Jack Black, and Open Mike Eagle, who made an unbelievable album last year. This was so funny. I told my friend Eva that I was like, guess who the guests are coming out February 27th, live Dumb People Town, Jack Black. And Open Mike Eagle. And she was like, holy shit, you got Open Mike Eagle? And I was like, yes.
Yeah, we did get Open Mike. We scored Open Mike Eagle. And we also got Jack Black.
Unbelievable. It's going to be an amazing show. Eventbrite.com, live Dumb People Town. Check that out. Follow us on Facebook at Squad Brothers and our Squad Brothers. Follow our fan page and our YouTube page, Squad Bro Country. We've got all these videos on it. Old cheap seats, full episodes. You got to check it out.
We're the good thing on Facebook.
Yes, we are. Right. Yes, we are. Right, let's, when we left, you were talking about Will Pepe, 31, MTA, 7-year veteran, I guess, of the MTA, who did it, looked like a 90s douchebag,
yes.
and stormed the Capitol. And what is his punishment, James?
He looks like the lead singer of the Smithereens.
Yes.
All right. Transit officials suspended Pepe without pay. And
that's his career. It's
gonna will seek to fire him because you messed up, bro.
Yeah, you didn't think about the consequences, dummy.
And now your face is literally everywhere. Good luck getting another job after this thing, right?
Yeah, that's right. And you deserve that.
This is a quote. Participation in the riot resulted in deadly violence at the Capitol last week was abhorrent to the values of the MTA and New Yorkers and those who attacked the symbol of American democracy.
New Yorkers who were New Yorkers
who survived 9/11.
That's right. They believe that they are some of the biggest patriots in this country, and they took a blow for America. They're not going to stand for this crap.
That's right. It disqualifies themselves from working for the people of New York.
Yeah.
MTA spokesman Tim Minton said on Monday
through
a loudspeaker that nobody can understand.
The mittens are off.
You are disqualified from doing yourselves.
All right. So the companies and corporations and transit authorities, when they start turning on these people, that's when you're in trouble. Because
that's how bad the insurrection was. If you want to know, like, as corporations turn, that's how it goes.
You can't storm the Capitol and keep your day job at Kinko's, all right?
Or run a train of the MTA in New York City.
I mean, maybe you can run some trains in prison. Maybe that's what you can do.
That's the next train you're
going to
be running.
I'm sure the gang will love that down at wherever you're going to be, Rikers Island.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Pepe is entitled to due process and was suspended last week as part of that process.
Yep. Remember money?
Remember how
fun that was to have money?
You don't get it anymore.
Yeah.
You don't get it.
Because you forfeited that right. And I hope it was worth it. I really do hope.
Yeah, because I'm going to tell you how much the guy earns. And I know it's not a lot of money for New York City, but he earned $73,492 in 2019.
That's good money.
As a laborer in the railroad's Brewster Yard.
Uh-huh.
That's a pretty high salary
yeah.
for a job that you can do with or without a college diploma.
So good, $73,000, decent amount of money, even though not in New York City, but hey, maybe he lives in the Outer Boroughs, maybe he lives in Staten Island. There's a way that that money, or Jersey, that way that that money can be made to go a long way.
It's a shame to lose that because you did something so stupid and so reckless, like storming our nation's capital.
Yeah, and all I can say in that moment is, yee, sucks to be you, bro.
That's right, start trying on McDonald's paper hats.
Yeah, because they will not fire you.
You know, for when you get out of jail in 15 to 20 years.
Yeah, your life is over because you made a stupid decision.
A stupid decision based on a lie.
Yeah.
Based on a lie.
And I'm sure it'll only make you feel stronger about your convictions about this, that all this stuff is not
that the government is evil and that there's a deep state and they're out to get you.
You have no part in this whatsoever.
Maybe this is it. And I'm going to hold out hope for this, that you'll, when you're in prison, you're going to have an epiphany.
I hope so.
That the real person you should be mad at, aside from yourself, is the guy who lied to you and got you riled up to do this. The guy who couldn't give a shit about you, right?
He doesn't care about you in any way, shape, or form. He will not come to defend you. And once he is long gone, he's going to take your money and leave.
The guy who was only using you as a pawn to try to do whatever he could to delay the inevitable, which is the declaration of his spectacular loss.
Yeah, he didn't want to be labeled or called a loser. He couldn't accept that. And so he had to use you to try and overturn something that was never going to happen.
The ultimate irony of this guy's 1990s outfit and hair might be, I don't know, maybe that it's super current to the guys who've been in jail for 25 years.
So yeah, in the end.
So maybe on some level, this like worked out for this
guy. He's ahead of the curve, that it actually is a good move.
Or he's just going to have like a head curve into his end, I guess, in the end. So I think what's so interesting to me about this, and we'll wrap this up on here, is that you have people who I think that they thought because they didn't really actually beat down a senator because they didn't like hang like
that.
They killed a cop. But I'm saying because they didn't like get to do the things that they were, the horrible things that they said they were going to do, like hang Mike Pence and things like that. They thought, that's okay. I can take a picture and post online. It's kind of funny that I'm in the Capitol.
Look at me.
No, it's not.
It's not funny.
You poke the bear. You poke the goddamn bear. It's coming after you, every single one of you. You can't do this. This is a line that we can't ever have crossed ever again. So you know it's going to be like an overreaction to what you did.
So whatever you lose as a result of you doing this and then posting about it and then getting caught, you deserve.
Kind of deserve it.
Just like you deserve that stupid 90s haircut. All right, that is the show.
There you go.
That is how we do. Stay connected, stay protected. Don't get infected. This is not a hoax.
But we've got the jokes.
Wear a mask, everybody. We love you. We'll see you tomorrow. La-di-da, la-di-da-di-da-di-da, la-di-da-da. In my car. Star Bands Audio, a podcast. A podcast network.